This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Quality time together. That's what happens here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every single week. Michael Harrison gets the he tends to always exude that quality influence in terms of conversation. His aura is as it is. So it's quality time that he and I get to spend together. And then you also get his quality time and his quality thoughts from the work that he does at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here once again this week with the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 16th to the 20th, as a matter of fact, the people list as well. So without any further hocus pocus, Michael, would you like to do the honors so we can get started with this excitement?
I am fully prepared to exude. So here are my exudances. At number 10 on the stories chart, we have California storms and the death of David Crosby. At number 9, the World Economic Forum tied with China's soft gross national product. They're having problems there. Mm-hmm. At number 8, the Supreme Court of the United States New York gun ruling, the gun law ruling. At number 7, another big celebrity story. It's almost like something from Law and Order. Baldwin's manslaughter charges. At number 6, border security tied with the Mayorkas impeachment. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday stirred up a lot of conversation about race relations and American history at number 5. At number 4, U.S. military aid to Ukraine. At number 3, the economy tied with Microsoft and Google layoffs. Big tech is becoming slightly smaller tech. The debt ceiling discussion at number 2, and the Biden documents case is number 1. On our people survey, we have at number 10, David Crosby. At number 9, Alejandro Mayorkas. 8 is Janet Yellen. Alec Baldwin squeezed in at number 7. At number 6, we have the trio of Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, and the legendary George Santos. Number 5, Donald
legendary. Good for you. That's a word.
Where did this guy come from, you know?
He's under a rock.
Just the sight of him.
It just shows you how dopey we've all become. Education is so lacking. People aren't being taught any kind of critical thinking at all. It's all this, you know, like what's going on in Florida with the governor saying we're not going to teach an advanced placement story of a course on African American history because it's not correct. And the headlines, that's all it is a headline grab. It's just, it's like the TSA. It's just theater. That's all it is, the Biden document thing. Number one story this week, and continues on and on. All it is, it's a so what story. So what? Who cares? It's just, it's meant for your listening and dancing pleasure. That's all
it
is.
The Trump document story was so what
same thing
compared to all the other Trump stuff.
Right.
People who hate Trump should have been disgusted that they did that because it took attention away from the real stuff Trump did.
Theater. It's all theater.
It's fine. The whole purpose of my existence in radio is to be interrupted by you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're doing a nice job of it.
Am I good at being interrupted? You notice?
Absolutely perfect. I couldn't hope for a better foil.
Like bouncing around the oven with the Pillsbury Doughboy. All right, number 5, Donald Trump. Number four, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Have you looked into her eyes lately, by the way? Look into her eyes. When she's looking at Kevin McCarthy, look into her eyes and see what you see.
I am Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Kevin,
look into my eyes.
Does she have some type of mystical?
I don't know. She's got eyes for him, I'll tell you that. Seen a number of pictures this week.
Do you think that she admires his skills as a politician and his intellect as a
Could be one of the things that she admires. Yep, could be.
What do you think she sees when she sees Kevin McCarthy?
I think this. Do I dare say? Well, I had this conversation once on the Good Day program, and I got mixed reviews for talking about her sexual desires, because apparently there's there are a number of treatises about her taking courses in a particular type of tantric sex. Is that going to get erased from the? No, that's a bit part of the story,
If in fact it's part of the story,
yeah.
And tantric sex is something that I try to do constantly.
Different. Okay, let's keep going here.
Did you say tantrum sex or tantric sex?
Tantric.
No.
I think her ex-husband is probably tantrum.
I have my arthritis is way too advanced for me to participate in such activities. Right. And number three, we have the aforementioned Kevin McCarthy. You notice we have them next
together.
To each other on the
chart. Yeah, that's right.
Everybody
there you go.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yep.
At number two, we have Robert Herr. And at number one, we have Joe Biden. Biden, because he is the
president.
Subject of a meaningless
president.
Story.
Right. Okay. So number two here, Robert Herr. Interesting. He has a very, very broad background in the law. He's now been appointed as a special counsel to oversee what has happened to the Biden docs. Is there a person equivalent to that on the Trump side who's overseeing what Trump? Is there one person that's been assigned to it, like this guy Herr? On the Biden side, I'm trying to think of who it might have been. Maybe it's been so long since it came up that it isn't on the tip of our tongues. But at any rate, federal government, that is you and me, boys and girls, are paying for this special counsel, probably $400,000 or $500,000 a year, to make sure that Joe Biden and his son don't get away with it, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, and it all makes sure that Joe Biden has an excuse for not running for president again in 2024.
Well, but this week, the White House announced that after the State of the Union address, he's going to announce he's running again.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay.
I have serious doubts about that.
Me too.
Yeah,
I don't want him to run again. I want somebody else. Let's get somebody else who's older and smarter than him.
Somebody older, somebody more mature.
Yes.
Somebody more experienced. No, actually, in all seriousness, I mean, do you believe anything that politicians say in terms of their intentions?
I think we could live well without politicians. The country would be just fine if we had an overseer.
That's it.
Somebody who's an overseer that can fix all of this stuff. Otherwise, it's just theater. More theater. It's all.
An overseer?
Yeah. To have an overseer.
What a terrible thing to say.
Overseer.
Do you really? I know you mean well.
Thank you.
I hope that what you just sent out to the universe doesn't come back to haunt us.
What, an overseer?
An overseer, yeah. No,
an overseer. The president's an overseer. The chairman of the board of a corporation is an overseer. What's wrong with that? You're using the word overseer.
Then we already have overseers. Why?
Yeah.
Why, you just said you want to see an overseer and no politicians.
Just an overseer. Right. I don't want somebody elected. I want somebody appointed. Who's going to appoint?
A benign king? A benign dictator?
A despot. Yeah. Let's have a despot. Yep. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that.
I think you should be careful what you wish for.
I think we made that.
That's pretty dangerous stuff. Yeah, what we need is somebody we can trust who can tell us what to do. And that'll be the end of. We don't need a Congress. We don't need elections.
Nah.
People are too stupid to vote.
Well, look at who they vote for. Yeah. Vote for George Santos. Right? Matt Gaetz.
The George Santos story is an indictment of the American press, journalism, the Republican Party, politics
system.
In general, and the voters.
See, that's why I said what I just did. You've just basically, with that last statement, you have endorsed my basic idea.
I mean, no, your idea is like Trump saying the cure for COVID-19 is to
inject
disinfectant into people's bloodstream. I mean,
By the way, your
medicine is far worse than the disease.
Number five on the people list, Donald Trump this week, he was fined $1 million for that frivolous lawsuit that he filed against Hillary Clinton after the election of 2016. Remember that? And the judge said to Clinton, I'm sorry, said to Trump, you have undermined the rule of law. Okay. You have broken the law, therefore you owe. Now, the money's not going to Hillary Clinton. What I want to know is where that $1 million is going. Where does it go? Who's getting the $1 million bucks? Right? You're fined $1 million, Mr. Trump. Write a check. To whom?
I guess it goes to the National Treasury.
Yeah, and then what do they do with it?
Well, what do they do with your income tax when you write a check to the National Treasury?
Waste a lot of the money. I know that's what they do. That's why I want a benign dictator to take care of my money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. You're starting to realize what a terrible thing you said.
Yes, I'm flirting with the... With the old conversation.
You're flirting with Marjorie Taylor Greene, whom you obviously have a crush on.
I find her interesting.
Yeah, I could tell. You'd like her. She's your kind of gal.
It's interesting. Yeah, right. Okay. Now, there is an indictment. Okay. Let's pause for a moment in the action here. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk radio. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with a safe, natural way for you to lose weight. This is the good news as we begin the year. So many people have been sending in notes about the inches that they have lost already, the pounds that they are losing as they go through the program. Calitrin, you can get it in capsule form, get it liquid form, and you can get it if you want a month supply, you want 2 month supply, 4 month supply. If you buy a 4 month supply, you get 4 months free with a new deal, and it'll the cost, when you get right down to it, it's $279. Now, there's a discount on that, but it would be twice as much as that if you didn't have the ability to get 4 months free, which you have by going right now to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off. You want to keep it off? That's the thing to do. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with a story behind some of the stories. The charts have been listed from top to bottom here for this past week. One of the names added at the end of the week because of things that change and because we are flexible here. Let's talk about Alec Baldwin, who now has been charged with homicide, and now he's responding to the charges. I think he responded early on, and now he has to come back and somehow or other, well, whether this makes any difference when it goes to trial or not, or do they settle these things out of court? I suppose that would be one of the options, right? They're just, because they're all, it would seem in this circumstance, just looking for money.
Well, you don't settle criminal charges out of court. You plea bargain. If it's a criminal charge, you plea bargain. If it's a civil charge, you settle out of court for money.
Right.
I think that he's indicted for criminal charges of second degree involuntary manslaughter. Not sure what the degree is,
yeah,
which comes with consequences. So he's in trouble.
He's
in big trouble.
The involuntary manslaughter charge, defined, quote, as killing someone in an unlawful manner or without due caution and circumspection. Killing another person unlawfully but unintentionally. Well, of course he didn't mean to kill her, and it was an accident. So why are we now a year and a half after this took place? He could, by the way, get 18 months in the slammer or be fined $5,000.
Then it goes to the Treasury.
Yeah,
you know.
Right, okay,
back to our conversation. Those who are just joining us,
money, right?
We were talking about where does the money go. But
yeah,
but no, I mean, look, he's not going to get the chair. He's not going to be in life. He's not a. It's not a premeditated murder. But the fact is that there has to be a consequence to negligence that leads to somebody dying.
Well, the question is, was he the negligent one, or was it somebody else on the set that was the negligent one? Which seems to have been the story that was on the top of the heap over most of this past year and a half. It was somebody else.
Well, the attorneys for these somebody else's are saying that he has deflected the blame to them.
Mm-hmm.
That it ultimately was his fault, and that he's deflected the blame to others. I don't know. I wasn't there. And frankly, I follow that kind of story the same way you do. You keep up with it, but you don't. You're not obsessed with it. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. It's not my main focal point. So I don't know what's going to happen.
With all of these, with this blizzard of lawsuits. Excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt you because I don't
told
like
you. That's what I'm here for. It's okay
for me to interrupt you. The blizzard of lawsuits that are in play, with everybody accusing everybody else of being irresponsible, that's part of the theater, I guess, of this thing. The woman's still dead. They're not going to bring, you know, what is her name? Halnya Hutchins, I believe, is how you pronounce her name, something close to that. If, according to the suit, if Alec had done his job, if Hannah Gutierrez Reed had done her job, or David Halls had done his job, she'd be alive today. Well, she's not alive, so does that mean they all didn't do their job? That's what they're going to try to prove.
I mean, some negligence is, you know, it's hindsight. How many things do we do in our lives that we don't really think about? We're not mindful that could go astray, go awry, and you wind up responsible for something terrible.
Yeah.
It has to do with minute-to-minute mindfulness.
Yeah.
And we are all, you know, guilty of not being mindful on a minute-to-minute level.
If we were all held up to the same scrutiny in this circumstance, and it would be not, certainly, if it wasn't for somebody well-known like Alec Baldwin, or on the set of a movie, we'd probably never know anything about it, right?
Well,
who would know?
We don't know a lot more than we do. And especially with news stories, we don't know the reality of it. We only know what's in the headlines.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes time for these cases to unwind.
All right, speaking of things unwinding, lots more to talk about and discuss to inform you as to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what happens here on the Countdown Show. It's 28 back.
Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The ban on natural gas stoves has moved forward in major cities across the USA. Those various restrictions have leaders believing the transition would help achieve climate and net zero goals. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise celebrating the Supreme Court's decision last year, which overturned Roe versus Wade. The Louisiana Republican addressed the crowd at this year's March for Life rally in Washington, D.C.
Every step of the way, it's also critical that we celebrate victories along the way. And boy, did we get a huge victory just a few months ago.
Regal Cinemas closing 39 more movie theaters across the U.S., that decision coming 4 months after they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Rangers in northeastern Australia shocked when they stumbled across what may be the largest toad on record, dubbed Toadzilla by the Rangers. That cane toad weighed in at just about 6 pounds. Corey Myers, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back again for another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. A very specialized program produced nowhere else. Who else has the resources that I do here to bring in Michael Harrison as the major domo in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown? The stories being discussed, the people being discussed. We were sort of in the middle of Baldwin being charged. Do we have more to say? I always want to make sure that you have said everything that you want to say about a particular issue.
I think I've said everything that I know of substance. I hope that I don't have a personal, like, you know, I hope he gets his.
Or, no,
you know,
neither.
I feel bad for everybody involved in that situation.
Yep. Yeah,
it's a tragedy, obviously, for the woman who is a young, up and coming, fabulous cinematographer. From what I understand, I had never heard of her, but I don't know that much about behind the scenes in the movie business, and her family, and even Alec Baldwin, who, you know, he's got kind of a, I don't know, his reputation has highs and lows. Let's just put it that way as a person.
Yeah. Good way of putting it. Yep.
But he said something very interesting. He said, I think about this every day,
mm-hmm.
which means, you know, it's haunting him, and I believe that.
Me too.
I'm sorry for everybody involved, and it just shows you how fragile life is and how, no matter how big you are or, you know, what your ego is attached to, that your whole world could come tumbling down for any of a number of unforeseen events.
David Crosby is on the people list because of his passing at the age of 81. Let's think about what he meant to our generation when you were playing records, when I was playing records, you played them and were and a better place. You did a lot of creating and recreating some of the better music formats. What is your, when you look back at the life and times of David Crosby, what sticks out in your mind other than that he provided sperm for Melissa Etheridge? I'm talking about his music now.
Well, first of all, I always wondered like that what that was about. But
When he gave the sperm?
Yeah, you know, why she chose him and all that. I never followed up on that too much. But David Crosby was a giant in the folk rock, album rock, progressive rock scene of the 70s and beyond. The Byrds were a major group. They often were called the America's answer to the Beatles. There was never, of course, an America's answer to the Beatles, but they were among those that were touted as such. And then he joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He joined Stills and Nash, and then it became Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And in the early 70s, and all the way to this day, they were a major musical force, and he's just a very likable man who had his own ups and downs in terms of his lifestyle.
Yeah.
And a colorful guy. I don't know what else to say other than from the standpoint of why he's important. He's important as a musical force in groups. He never was that big a force as a solo artist. He wasn't like a great entertainer who'd come out on the stage and play Carnegie Hall. But the whole idea of rock bands, which goes back to Buddy Holly and was certainly made popular by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Rock bands, he was one of the major players.
Yep. So, rest in peace, David Crosby, our focus here for a bit here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, let's move into this border discussion. Number six this week on the story list is border security and the whole thing that has been a kerfuffle for a long time. It goes back before Biden, before Trump. It's been like decades, since World War II, really, and before, when you get right down to it. One of the things that makes it stand out, though, in terms of the argument to clamp down, are situations like exist in Indiana this week, where apparently an illegal alien went into a Walmart. At least this is the first story. Whether it pans out or not remains to be seen. But one Walmart employee is dead. One person is wounded because a guy who was aggrieved by something that doesn't seem to be clear yet, and also seems to be that he was in Indiana or in this country illegally, he gets a gun, he goes in and he shoots an employee. So, and then he was killed by the police. But, so what is that? You know, we have these stories day in and day out. It seems that they are not of consequence anymore. Anyway, it's almost like some of this other stuff that we talk about. It's so, oh, okay, another person got shot. Or, okay, another illegal immigrant did something that he wasn't or she wasn't supposed to do. And that goes, do you think, maybe I should ask you it rather than make a statement, as to what we were saying earlier about people and the information that they have and how they get, you know, the business of teaching history or, you know, what happens today. It's perplexing because some of the folks that are in our business distort stuff. The news media distorts stuff. I know it's I'm sorry to have to break it to you like that, Michael.
Basically, you know, if you want to cherry pick, if you're against illegal immigration, and that's a wide, broad topic, and then you cherry-pick some guy who was an illegal immigrant, killed somebody or whatever, you're cherry-picking things. You could say that about any group or anybody. There are criminals, and people do that all the time. So that method of fighting illegal immigration by cherry-picking terrible stories of criminal activity by illegal immigrants, to me, that's not the most effective way of doing it. My personal feeling is I've always been on the side of those who want immigration reform. I think it's one of the great things about News Talk Radio. It's kept that issue alive at times before Trump brought it to the front burner. It was on the back burner for the news.
Yeah, one of the good things that he did, I thought, frankly.
Well, you know, the trains ran on time, you know.
Yeah. That's right, they did.
I mean, he may not have been the conductor, but...
You know, back to your original point that we need a benign dictator. Of course, unfortunately, there's nobody in the human race capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can have a dolphin run our society.
That being said,
what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that the immigration laws are enforced. And that's what's not
so happening.
So
the question would come from listeners as to then why isn't the law enforced, Mr.
Because
Harrison?
It's not politically expedient for a number of politicians to do so. Because enforcing the law requires tough stances.
Requires enforcing the law.
It requires, right. If we can't afford politically or economically to enforce the law, then we have to take a look at our priorities in terms of spending and in terms of how we talk about these topics. Mm-hmm. But to say that all immigrants are rapists or they're all criminals, or, that's not the answer to the problem.
Well, actually, many of them are contributing well.
That's the point.
Yep, that is the point. You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Let's move to the Supreme Court shooting down the appeal. Number 8 this week on our story list is the situation in New York where the Supreme Court shoots down the appeal of the concealed carry restriction in the state of New York. So now the gun law will be or continue to be enforced. They say they will not entertain an injunction from gun store owners who are challenging the state's new restriction. So is this progress? Is this going forward or going back, do you think, Michael, in terms of analyzing how it was discussed as much as
well? Well, it's progress for those that want more gun laws, and it's going back in terms of people who want more freedom. In terms of the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on your political and emotional outlook on the subject. My personal opinion, again, for whatever that's worth, is we have to change the nature of humanity in terms of killing people. Mm-hmm. Because if we didn't have guns, we'd use butter knives. I know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, think about all of the time that we spend in these circumstances, on the air every week, maybe every day, talking about who's dead, who's been killed, how they got killed, why they got killed. You know, and you can even extend that to the war in places like Ukraine, where we keep sending military aid. There was number 4 this week on the countdown. Keep spending money to help them out, and we don't really know where the money's going. We know that we're happy to sell them our weaponry. At least the military-industrial complex is happy to sell them whatever they want to buy, and we're paying for it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about death and destruction. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Killing.
Well, depending freedom sometimes causes, you know, the flow of blood. And we have to really know what our priorities are and where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, are we dealing with a Hitler who's marching across Poland and is about to invade France and is about to pose danger to Great Britain? Or are we talking about a border conflict between two nations that really don't affect anybody else in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue.
And does it? Will it go on to affect other people? I suppose that's something.
Well, it can go on to affect other people if we show tremendous support of one side over the other. That causes it to. The hope is that it'll force the Russians to the bargaining table. The fear is it'll force the Russians to try to save face and up the ante with nuclear devices.
Yeah.
This is the gamble that Biden is taking. In increasing.
Is it really Biden? Does he really make any decisions at all? Really? Or is it people around him who are making the decisions?
That question is applicable to every president, and it's a combination of both.
See, I don't know that I think he makes many decisions, frankly. I don't see him as a strong leader. I think Trump made a lot of the decisions that were important or impactful, maybe either of those two words. I think Trump made those decisions. I don't know that I think that really Biden's
if anything, Trump was guilty of not listening to good advisors.
That's true.
Biden is guilty of listening to bad advisors.
Okay, so with Trump in mind, let's go back. Number 5 on the people list this week. the former president, his presence is always being felt. So then there was this poll, that actually there were two polls taken this week that have been mentioned on a lot of talk radio programs. Earlier in the week, there was a poll that apparently was paid for by some interests that support Trump that showed him ahead of DeSantis in any possible matchup. And so I started the hour of the Good Day program by having a celebration. Trump wins, according to a poll. And if you look between the lines, the poll is paid for by his interests. So, okay, so Trump wins. There's another poll this week. 55% of Americans say the Republicans are dysfunctional. Americans overwhelmingly, according to this poll, see the recent House speakership battle as evidence that Congress is not functioning as intended. Now, let's back up a little. The headline read, Americans say GOP House is dysfunctional. The body of the story says that Congress is not functional. So if you don't read the story, you look at the headline, those damn Republicans, they're at it again. Right? I mean, think about that for just a second as we kind of wax philosophically here.
What you're saying is that we shouldn't bring the Senate into that description that it
I don't know. House. I just find when you look at the headlines of some of this stuff and you read the story, hello, is it the same story I'm reading? That's kind of what I got out of.
What happens is that every media platform spins a story toward its target audience.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the news of affirmation.
Yeah, right. Ooh, I like that. Can I borrow that? Can I use that phrase?
Yes, you can.
Wow, I like that. Thank you. Michael Harrison is here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 48 past the hour. On the People list now, courtesy of the charts from Talkers Magazine, this covers the entire week, January 16th to the 20th, of News Talk Radio subject matter and the people that are the focus of the stories. Alejandro Mayorkas, number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. George Santos is 8. Jim Jordan is 7. Matt Gaetz is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Isn't it sweet the two of them are together? Oh, it's lovely. Robert Hur is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the story, those are the stories, if you will. Preparing to go through the discussion. If you're an ardent listener to News Talk Radio, then you'll find that these lists are pretty applicable to the conversations that have been held this week. Put together again, that's Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, and GoodDayShow.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all tons of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the story list coming from Talkers Magazine this week, as it always does. And you can find the list at talkers.com or our own gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the continuing situation with the weather, especially off the coast of California. That's 10. Number 9, the economy in China. At number 8, the Supreme Court rules on the gun law in New York. Number 7, what happened as a result of the World Economic Forum this year. Number 6, border security. Number 5, the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Number 4, military aid to do or not to do. That is the question when it comes to Ukraine. Number 3, the economy here in our country. Number 2, that's kind of coupled with the debt ceiling, that discussion of what we're doing, where we're going there. And Biden and his documents, more appropriately, the federal documents. That's the case, making a case for listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an extraordinarily effective lawyer, legal mind, and thus was invited by Bentley University a number of moons ago to come and teach about the law. The things that we need to have. This is a broad thing, though. Do you have courses that are narrow in focus, or do you teach like lawyering 101?
It's interesting because every student at Bentley is required to take an introductory business law course, which really goes into all kinds of broad areas of the law. But from there, the rest of the law courses are actually pretty specific.
Mm-hmm. How many different courses do you teach?
I teach four, which I actually created all four. I teach sports law, entertainment law, media law, and interestingly enough, the most popular class at a business university, white-collar crime.
Wow, they're trying to learn how to do it.
Yeah, that's my greatest fear.
Well, it's interesting. You have time to do that and then practice law. You have a regular general practice. And then there's Scamicide, the website you have that informs everybody about all the scams. That's almost like a full-time job in and of itself, yeah, the way things are going. All right, and he's also here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to give us his thoughts about some of the major stories and how the law affects them. I suppose we can start with the Biden documents case, which is number one. It's theater as far as I'm concerned, both of them, the Trump thing, the Biden thing. It's, come on, what's next, or am I wrong on that?
Well, you know, they are different responses in the sense that with Trump's, first of all, the areas in which they were kept was something that was not terribly secure. Much greater numbers of documents. And to me, the biggest difference is Trump both lied about having stuff and refused to return things until legal action was taken against him. So he really did flaunt the law. Biden, we're not sure at the extent of what he did, how wrong that may be, or not wrong, or mere negligence, but he has entirely cooperated with the Justice Department. And even though I think a lot of the time the Justice Department goes for special prosecutors and special investigators too much, but for political reasons, I think it was absolutely necessary for them to appoint a special investigator for Biden, and I'll be curious to see what they come up with. But they really aren't, they're not equivalent. Trump's flaunting disregard for the law is a serious effect, is serious something that he did throughout the administration.
All right. So there's Steve Weisman's take on that. Number, let's see here. Well, I don't know in terms of numbers. This is shot to the top of the discussion topic list. Alec Baldwin and the incident on the movie set of Rust and what he really, according to New Mexico law, could be up for, $5,000 fine, some time in jail. Does that happen in these circumstances?
Probably not. You know, I think I got to admit, I was somewhat surprised that Baldwin himself was charged with manslaughter in a reckless action that caused the death of someone. Because here, I think the idea of the person who was in charge of the prop and handing them a loaded gun, I could see that person being charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
But there was no reason for Baldwin to think that the prop people are handing him any kind of a gun that has a bullet in it. So, he's saying that he never pulled the trigger. An FBI investigation did tend to indicate that it is most probable that he did pull the trigger, and they may say even that is sufficient negligence, but he's not going to do any time for this, even if he's convicted, and quite frankly, I think there's reasonable doubt there.
All right, quickly, the situation with the New York gun law ruling from the Supreme Court of New York, what's your read on that?
Well, I think this is something where even the Supreme Court is showing they're not always going to be as predictable as you may think. And while there definitely is a bend, a philosophical bend, they're judges who are trying to follow the law.
Right. All right. There it is. A read on some of the stories. You get the stories again published every week in Good Days, the gooddayshow.com website, and at talkers.com. Stephen J.J. Weisman here with the legal interpretation of some of our stories and their impact. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.